SBS Radio.
While Australia's love affair with Eurovision is decades old, it first competed only 5 years ago when Guy Sebastian earned fifth place in the song contest. This year marks the second time Australia has broadcast a national competition to determine which song, and therefore which performer, will be the country's Eurovision contender. Voting opens on Friday night, and by late Saturday, Australia will know its representative at Eurovision in the Netherlands. The diverse range of artists on show this year include Japanese-born Jaguar Jones and First Nations entertainer Mitch Tambo. He told NITV he sings in his Indigenous language because it represents his identity.
Using my language in the song Together enhances the whole song entirely because it's who I am, it's my identity. And when we talk about together and inclusiveness, it's only right that I celebrate who I am, and who I am is a strong Gamilaroi man. So to be able to sing in my language and to sing from my heart and spirit, the only way I can do that is to sing and connect with my language, and that's Gamilaroi.
The Melbourne-based singer says he feels blessed to participate this weekend and share his message.
Everyone around the world, you know, domestic violence, suicide, incarceration, it doesn't discriminate, but we are overrepresented in it, obviously, and I just really want us to all to come together to break that cycle. And if we can change one life at a time, I'm happy with that.
Casey Donovan is another Indigenous artist in the running. She came to prominence after winning Australian Idol in 2004 at the age of 16.
You can shut me out, but I will stand tall and proud.
And fellow competitor Jack Vidgen also found fame as a child on Australian reality television.
Funny how it's loudest when it's quiet outside.
He explains his song choice for Australia Decides.
And there wasn't even the goal of writing a song for Eurovision, it was just writing a truthful, honest song. And I think that's why I'm King, I'm Queen is going to resonate with people, because I think that's what it is. It's just singing and it's just telling a story.
Eurovision will be held in the Netherlands this May after the country won last year's contest. Singer Duncan Lawrence claimed the title with his song Arcade. Australia Decides was first held in 2019, and the public picked musician Kate Miller-Heike to compete at Eurovision with her song Zero Gravity. Eurovision executive supervisor Jon Ola Sand told SBS this year's theme is Open Up, and he supports Australia's involvement.
I think it's important that the Australian people, or in any country, has a say in this. Because after all, that artist on that stage in Eurovision Song Contest will represent Australia. And it's good to know that also for the artist, that I have support.
He is visiting Australia to be a jury member for this weekend's event and says holding a national contest to determine the local entrant is positive for the Eurovision brand.
You get a lot more attention locally for what you are doing. A lot more journalists would like to come to the Gold Coast to see Australia Decides and to be a part of it than just writing about SBS finding an artist.
Several other countries also hold similar competitions to select their own Eurovision act, including Italy with its San Remo concert and Sweden's Melodifestivalen. The other Australian acts performing this weekend include Vanessa Amorosi, Iota, Montaigne, Didiri, Jordan Ravi and Diana Ruvas. Comedian Joel Creasy and presenter Miff Warhurst will host the show on Saturday night. The Australian act will still need to progress to the Eurovision Grand Final for a chance to claim the honours. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
Eurovision Australia Decides live from the Gold Coast. Are you ready?
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.